Here it is, another Saturday in CCO Land. This Saturday morning, let's get another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine day?
I tell you, it is fine. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and the whole crew at Haskell's are as well. I'm looking at that forecast, and it's going to be a beautiful day today. We're looking at maybe 67 degrees. I'll take it.
I'll take that, especially, you know what, just a week ago it was 91 and everybody, yeah. You know, you didn't know what to do with ourselves. People were going out swimming, for goodness sake.
One last shot.
Well,
what's going on with the wine chat today? What can we talk about?
Well, what we're going to talk about today, Teddy or Denny, is, you know, today is a fantastic day at in Minnesota because it's the U of M homecoming. And what a great day to on campus to go see your old friends, walk around and go to your old haunts, maybe go to Stubborn Herbs or Sally's, one of those great bars around there, or swing into maybe your fraternity and see what the young guys are doing, or more importantly, you know, just go visit campus and see the great thing and kind of get rejuvenated, enjoy a little bit of, you know, remembrance and remember what you did, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's such a great time to be a Gopher today. You know, the team's out going to play Purdue. And Purdue is going to be a tough squad, but I think PJ and the boys can do it. But, you know, the interesting thing about that kind of stuff is going down to the university like that is the tailgate. And the tailgate is a very uniquely American invention, and it's, you know, really relegated to football. Now, don't get me wrong, I probably just made some hockey fans or basketball fans or baseball, soccer fans mad that, hey, no, we tailgate before those games. But really, tailgating was kind of attached to football for all those years, because if you kind of look at it historically, you know, old time baseball stadiums, whether it's Ebbets Field, Yankee Stadium, even Wrigley Field, were kind of planted right in the middle of a neighborhood where people would go to a pub right across the street and then go into the building or whatever. But something about football, you know, those buildings are a little bit bigger. They have large parking lots, and you pull in there and get into the game. You know, even with basketball and hockey, I know people do get together beforehand, but generally those were winter sports. And who wanted to stand outside a parking lot in the middle of the cold, you know, grilling hot dogs before you went into a game? So it's really associated with football, and there's so many great things about it. You know, it's a fall day, it's 60, you know, you're just enjoying it. You know, originally, and the term literally comes from the tailgate. You know, it might have been some of those great old station wagons that have been replaced by minivans, but you drop that tailgate down from that station wagon, you pack a picnic, and you truly enjoy and get into the vibe of the game. And it's so fun, and, you know, and it's evolved so much. Where originally, you know, think about people just maybe packed out some sandwiches or maybe some fried chicken, that kind of stuff, to go to that game. But, you know, it was real simple fare, real easy. Maybe you had a, you know, thermos of coffee, that kind of stuff. You know, there wasn't a lot of technology. You know, in the 70s, maybe the biggest revolution was the hibachi grill, if you remember one of those, Denny. You know, but you could maybe cook one hamburger on it.
Yeah.
It was so small.
I still have one.
Portable grill. It was a portable grill that you could bring to something like that and then, you know, actually make something fresh rather than pack it. And now there's so many different things that you can do or bring to that. You know, again, I have some friends who will be down at the U, and I believe he will be pulling out his paella pan again and getting, you know, and he'll be feeding about 35, 40 people, if not more, with this huge paella pan. So the gear that you can bring down to a tailgate has increased so much. And, you know, even our cars, you could now plug devices into your car. You know, you'll see some of these tailgates where people are hanging, you know, they're a portable TV right there, so they almost don't even go into the game. They stand and watch the game on the bumper of their car, but they enjoy things and all the different games, whether it's that cornhole game, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's truly great celebration. And what makes that celebration even better is when you bring a little libation along with you, which I'm always for and encourage in moderation. And so, you know, the world is your oyster as far as what you might want to do as far as serve beverages at that. And obviously, first thing everyone always thinks about is probably just, and it's the easiest thing to do, is bring a bunch of beer. And, you know, it's so simple, and there's so many wide varieties of beer, you know, as simple as Coors Light, which is light, easy, all that. And then, you know, you have some Oktoberfest beers that are currently still out on the market as far as, you know, the availability. They're waning because they come out so early, but you can try some of those, or there's a lot of fall beers that come out. I'm not a big fan of any of these pumpkin type beers, but I know a few people like those type of things as well with that tailgate. But, you know, you could also put together a nice little bar. You know, there's a fun vodka that we picked up in the last couple of years called Grain Mill, and right now it's on sale for $19.99 for a magnum, where some people call it a handle. It's a great spirit. It's made from 100% corn and distilled about 7 or 8 times. Very smooth, very clean, but it's kind of nice that it's made with corn. You know, with all the craziness that's going on with tariffs and you're hearing things not being exported, these guys are really trying to help out their local farmers by getting all that corn, distilling it, and it's such a smooth, smooth, clean spirit. It's just quite delicious, and especially if you're just going to put it into a Bloody Mary. And again, Bloody Marys, you can just range it as far as you can just buy the quick premix tomato juice and pour it in there. It's simple. Or you can, you know, there's so many derivations of things that you can put in there. There's hot sauce like Crybaby Craig's, or some people wiggle in a little bit of Tabasco. You fill it up with pickles and celery, and there's all kinds of other condiments that you can put in your Bloody Mary. You know, you see in some of these restaurants, they put chicken wings and slices of pizza in there, for goodness sake, make a whole meal out of it. I don't know if you can do that on the edge of your tailgate, but that Grain Mill is a great vodka to bring out to any of those kind of events like that and enjoy it. And then since on that, you can definitely spin it off. If you brought some orange juice, you can go right into screwdrivers, things like that. You can really mix it up. It's a very universal spirit to make things, whether it's that Moscow Mules. So if you bring some ginger beer, you could pour that right in there. And that Grain Mill is just fun. We're very excited about it. New to the Haskell shelves. And for $20, I think you'd be quite surprised on how good it would make your tailgate or any of your football events. It's really quite fun. But, you know, this is the wine chat, so I suppose we do have to talk about some certain wines that you should bring to those events. And it's always, in my humble opinion, to say you should do something where it's just easy and simple. I mean, you can maybe want to show off and have a really, really expensive bottle of wine, and it's very enjoyable, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you want to do that, go ahead and serve it. But I think if you're doing a tailgate and you have several people around, I think you just want to, as they say, KISS, keep it simple, stupid, where you just have something very light, very easy. You know, there's a wonderful line of wines that we get from Australia called Koala Ranch that are right now on sale for about $9.99. Brilliant little wines. The Chardonnay is fantastic. They also make a Sauvignon Blanc. Real simple and easy. And the kind of the nice side about those wines, or when you're selecting your wines for your tailgate, you might want to do a little bit of investigation and maybe make sure that they have those Stilven closures, which is the screw cap. You know, at one point, everyone kind of looked down at screw caps, thought it was made for cheap and, you know, really inexpensive fortified wines kind of thing. But, you know, that has been proven to be incorrect, where a Stilven closure is terrific. And the reason why I recommend, say, when you're shopping for that, it's just because you might forget your corkscrew, and you don't want to be out in the middle of a tailgate without a corkscrew when you're entertaining people. So the Stilven and those screw caps really make things quite easy. You know, another way to do it, and again, it's things are changing in this market as far as bag in the box, you know, box wine. Box wine, you know, you do get a lot of bang for your buck. It's fairly inexpensive. You get 3 liters of wine in those boxes, and you would put that out, and it's, again, you're going for simplicity. You have a white, you have a red, you just kind of squeeze it out of the box. And the interesting thing is that market itself also, Denny, is changing a little bit. You're seeing some of these wineries put better wine into those boxes. I'm currently working with an outfit in France that does a massive amount of business, that they're putting some very good, it is called Vin de Pay Pays d'Arc. It's wine of the country, so it's a blend. But we sat down and went through tank sample after tank sample and said, you know what, that's a really darn good Chardonnay. Let's put that in there. Now, that project's still coming soon. We're having all kinds of problems with the TTB or the people who register all the different labels with the government shutdown, so that will be postponed for a little bit. But nonetheless, people are putting better wine in those box wines, and you're really, you know, something quite enjoyable. And the nice thing about it is, you know, the closure that it's in, that little Mylar bag, does prevent oxidization of the wine. So you can, you know, keep it in your fridge for a couple, few days longer than you would a normal bottle of wine, and still quite enjoyable. But when you're out there on that tailgate, you're just making it easy for yourself. But then, you know, if you have a theme for your tailgate, then kind of coordinate the right wines for that. So if you are doing a paella like my friends would be doing today, you probably want to maybe, you know, let's get some great Spanish wine. There's great, great Spanish wines across the board to enjoy. You know, we talk about them quite regularly. You know, there's a Garnachas and Monastrals. So approachable, so enjoyable, so delicious. And then it really plays in with your theme that you're doing out there. You know, if you're kind of going old-fashioned and just doing burgers and brats, that kind of thing, which are fantastic before a great game like we'll see today, you can do anything. I mean, there isn't really any rules, Denny. You could sit and, you know, if you want to drink a big, heavy cab with a bratwurst, God bless you. You know, it's free country. Go do it. If you want to drink a little light Pinot Grigio with a huge steak, that's, you know, just go ahead and do it. And that's the best thing about it, is when you sit there and you kind of, again, you're getting all your friends together. You're, you know, a little bit of Spartan conditions these days. You're out in a parking lot cooking. But again, you see some of the gear that those people bring down. There's all kinds of big, heavy-duty things. Not so Spartan anymore. But, you know, you're out there and you're enjoying it. You're, air quote, roughing it. And you're enjoying one another's company. And so you can do it with beer. You can do it with a little bit of wine. You can do it with the, you know, Bloody Marys. You can do it with anything. But you're just getting out there and enjoying it. So it's a great way.
I'm trying to picture this guy with this making paella. I mean, that's quite a challenge, isn't it? To tailgate and do that. Wow. I'm impressed.
Well, you got to go big, Dan. You know, you got to go big or go home. And that's what he does. And it's, you know, about about 4 feet wide pan. And he has a big grill set up under it. He'll get there at about 2 o'clock and starts paddling and spinning and working that stuff up and cooking away. And again, with paella, it does take a little while. So everybody just kind of hangs around the pan, watches that. They're enjoying one another's company. Again, plays a little bit of cornhole, that kind of stuff. And once it's done, oh, you know, everything's ready and raring to go for the game. That's for sure.
Oh, what a great idea right now. I'm looking at a text before we talk about Haskell's. Texter sent in this text that we love bloody bourbons. P.S. My first tailgate with my now husband was at the U of M homecoming 1970. Go Gophers. All right. Thank you for that. Tell us about Haskell's.
Well, if you're preparing for your great tailgate for today, I know a place to stop by and do it. And our Haskell's fall wine sale is currently going on at all of our 10 metro locations, where you can stock up on all those different beers, wines, and spirits for your tailgate. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis for lots of free parking on the weekend. There's Haskell's in Ridgedale, right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center in Minnetonka. There's also a Haskell's in Highland Village right on Ford Parkway. Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior if you want to get out on the lake one last time. There's also a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake if you want to go up and down the river, maybe see the colors on the riverside. Stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. We have a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth. And if you're on your way up north, swing by a Haskell's right by the Maple Grove area. It's the largest Haskell's there is. It's about 21,000 square feet, a sight to be seen. And if you can't do any of that, always stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. Place your order, and we'll even deliver to you, Teddy.
Absolutely. Always do. Ted, always fun. Go Gophers, and let's talk next week.
I look forward to that. Like you said, Skyuba.
Scott Umaha. Very good. Good. Thanks, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Yeah, we'll talk with Ted again next Saturday, as usual. In the meantime, you're in store. If you're going to be tailgating today or just getting out and doing a walk, a little run, sunshine today. Here in the Twin Cities, we'll get up to about 67. Wind's not really a factor today. That changes tomorrow, along with some much-needed rain. For your Sunday tomorrow, we could get, they're talking about a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy. Even warmer tomorrow, near 71 degrees, but again, a breezy day for your Sunday. More likely showers overnight Sunday, but Monday promises to be another sunny day with highs near 62, and then Tuesday, chance of showers, high near 56. Beautiful day going right now. We have a southeast wind at 8. Fair skies, CCO temp 46. Stay with us.